Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm watching one of these reports here about mask mandate. I am so confused, Jamie. I don't know whose mask, whose, what city it's required. I don't know where it's mandated. I don't know where you can get by without having a mask. I don't know where to go.
Well, I made a mistake.
What do you mean?
Well, because I put up a mask thing yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because our friend Paula, she put it up, and I thought it was a really good example of what a mask does, you know, how it affects us. And I thought it was a good example. It was like a little... elementary school lesson.
Yeah, what do you mean by the way it affects us?
It showed how a mask dampens a sneeze, right?
Okay.
So if I'm wearing a mask, my sneeze doesn't hit you.
Okay.
Okay? But if you're not wearing one, your sneeze hits me.
Okay.
And so it's like a...
But doesn't your mask protect you from the sneeze? Coming the other way?
I don't know. It didn't show that one.
Because that's what they're supposed to do.
Oh, that's how it is. Well, it's supposed
to. It's the opposite way, right?
It's supposed to. It's like one mask. Well, basically, it goes down. If the lesson is two masks will protect each other, that's the bottom line.
Right.
It's like one mask, nobody's protected. No mask, nobody's protected.
Okay.
But two masks, anyway, I put it up there. Oh, my God, it went bad.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
You know,
you would have thought that I put up there, like, let's, you know, shake babies.
Or kill puppies.
Yeah, that's what it was like.
It's like when you post something to do with a mask, it's like you make a political statement.
Yeah, no.
It's the same thing, man.
I was shaking babies,
it's all crazy. Well, I guess some of the mandates came down yesterday. I think Inglewood, for an example. But I'm so confused because it's not like that it's mandated that everywhere you go, if you're out in public, if you're spotted in public, you have to have on a mask. It's more like if you're in line for an RTD bus.
You
have
to have a mask. It's that whole 6 foot thing.
Yeah.
If you can't maintain a 6 foot distance.
But yeah. I felt like we already had that. And then a new mandate comes along and it's the same thing.
Well, but now it's mandatory, right?
Yep. But so, and especially
Carson will explain it to us.
Especially for businesses. So if you're a place of business, you have to have all of your employees, everyone, managers, everyone that's
in
masks.
We can't do that here.
Sure we can.
We can't do the show.
Actually, technically, legally, our boss, if Mike wanted to put us all in masks, he could. And we'd have to do it.
But Denver's not mandated, right?
Yeah, it's not mandated,
but
though.
It's based on the business.
Yeah, but we're fine, right?
He's not going to do that.
No, I'm not worried about Mike. But I'm saying Denver doesn't have a mandatory.
No, we don't have a mandate
okay,
yet.
Okay, we'll worry about that when we get a mandatory mask.
And then, yesterday, there's this Tri-County thing going on, okay? Where the Tri-County being Arapahoe County, Douglas County, and what's the other? Is it?
It's Adams, Arapahoe, Adams. Douglas, Adams. And then City of Aurora, too.
All right, so.
Yeah, but City of Aurora is not in Tri, is it?
No.
Right.
But the order, the mandate that they pass will be for Aurora as well.
All right, so
that.
The Tri-County, Adams.
Douglas.
I'm telling you, this is so confusing.
Douglas and Arapahoe.
Nobody knows.
That's why there's three.
Right. So they passed a mandate last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yet it's not going into effect.
Not
and
yet.
Not only that, any county or city can opt out.
Right, and I'm from Douglas County, and our chick said, I think we're opting out.
I can't see Douglas County going full mandate.
So what good is that meeting last night and passing a tri-county ordinance when already you've got a city and county saying, nah, we're not going to do it?
Well, then it got heated. So I watched a little clip of that on... when I had my phone and I could see Facebook. I watched a little clip of it. And so they wouldn't really let anybody speak up. And in fact, the woman that was hosting it is like, we need to mute his microphone. Because he was trying to say, like, listen, I've talked to a lot of people that don't want to wear it. We need to mute his microphone.
Right.
I was like, look, oh my God, she wouldn't even let him talk.
All right. Let me put it this way. I think the rule is this, okay?
Okay.
And this is for everybody.
Okay.
If you're going to be within 6 feet of somebody or within a crowd, you should have a mask on.
Right.
Okay. If you can maintain a distance that's very, very safe, you're pretty much out in the open, you're not inside a business or whatever, then it's not required that you have a mask.
If you're out in the open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're out, if you're solo, driving your car, things of that nature, right?
Yes.
Taking a walk.
I feel like, yes.
And that's pretty much the rule that we should all follow, those two simple rules.
I like what you did there. You made it so you dummied it down perfectly.
Let's vote. For all. Just I like agree. Last night. Yeah, okay, all those say yay, yay,
yay, yay.
The nays?
Nay.
He wants everybody to be in saran wrap.
Yeah. But they're scared to death.
He is scared.
Everyone needs to have a mask.
Hazmat
suits.
Yeah. The government needs to come out and say everyone needs to wear a mask. Make it easier.
Well, I'm telling you, Douglas County, those are my people, and they are. And listen, I wear a mask. But I think that our Douglas County chick, I think she was thinking of all of the ranchers and the farmers and all them. They're not good. They just, yeah.
I love it. On Tex NATO.
Oh, that Laura Thomas. She's just, oh, hell no. Her name is Laura Thomas in Douglas County. She's like, oh, hell no. No,
she's not going to wear a mask. from Tex NATO.
She has her lipstick perfect.
The best bumper sticker out there, mask it or casket.
Oh, I like that. Well, that's simple, too.
Mask it or
I
casket.
I see that on Schmidl's car.
That's a little harsh. That's a little harsh.
It's a little grim.
We should get you that bumper sticker, Schmidl.
I would totally put it on my car.
Mask it or casket.
Okay, so right now, the only people that I know of that are really mandatory are Inglewood and Aurora. I think that's it.
Inglewood's not even mandatory. It's only if you're in certain places. If you're in line, whatever. But if you're out in the open and you're 6 foot apart, you're taking a walk, it's not mandatory.
Right, but it's mandatory if you're in a business.
It is a mandate, yes.
Yeah, it's a mandate.
If you're in a business.
They're calling it a mandate, yeah.
But there are places where you can be that you don't have to have a mask.
Well, outside stuff. But what I'm talking about is like Denver and, I mean, Douglas, Laura's going to say, oh, hell no, okay. I'm just telling you right now, Douglas is going to. We'll see what Arapaho and Adams do. They're in the mandate, but they get to decide to opt out. So why they didn't do it individually, I don't know.
How did Tri-County become a Tri-County? Were they ganging up on everybody or what? I didn't know there was a Tri-County ordinance.
People hate them.
The Tri-County?
Yeah, I don't.
But that's Adams, Douglas, and Arapaho, right?
I think they're swell people. But man, they went and vandalized their buildings and stuff. They were not very nice.
Yeah, I live in Jeffco. I hate to try.
So what? No, our tri people are nice.
The tri.
What's Jeffco's rule?
I have no idea. Jamie, I have no idea.
And what do you do? Because so my land splits between two counties.
Yeah.
And so I have land on both sides of two counties.
Right.
So when I'm over here, I don't wear a mask.
Yeah.
But when you're over here.
When you're on that one side, just hang a couple of masks in a tree or something. So that when you cross over into the county, you've got a mask there.
Ready?
Right. You're
so
ready.
What if one leg's over here, one leg's over here?
I don't know.
And then you got a half of a mask on one side and then on the other.
I'm just wondering.
It's so confusing.
Yeah, it is.
It's just, can't we come up with just one plan?
Well, I don't want one plan because I don't want Polis to come out and just go, everybody has to, because everybody will just go crazy.
Yeah.
You know, listen, do what you want, in my opinion. I wear one when I'm with people. Everybody here wears one when we're around people.
I'll tell you something scary. Yesterday, a couple of states, one being New York, came out with their school plan starting back in the next 3-4 weeks, whatever it is. It's a 2-day plan. And if that sweeps the country, look out. that means that your kid is only going to go to school 2 days a week. And you've got to make plans on what to do for those other 3 days.
Well, so far, all our schools are going full time.
Yeah. So far. But yeah. Yesterday, some of that changed because they thought New York, they were going to go full time. And then they announced, nope, it's not going to happen. It's going to be a two-day week. That's
it. Is that a Cuomo Trump thing, you think?
No, that's the city. That's the Blasio.
Because he says he's not going to give any funding to people that don't open up all the way. So I didn't know if it's like put up your dukes kind of thing.
No, I don't think so. That was a whole separate thing with the city of New York. But what I'm saying is in a lot of cases, and I think Los Angeles did the same thing yesterday, in a lot of cases what you see happen there happen in certain states like Colorado. So that could be something coming down the pike. And if that happens, it puts parents in a really bad position.
From what I'm reading, because I'm on all these forums, what I'm reading is we're kind of acting like it's not happening. We're just going back.
Yeah.
It seems like it. The only thing is one of the mandates in Littleton School District was one child per seat in a bus. It's like, how's that going to happen?
That's those benched seats, right?
Yeah.
And so you put one kid instead of three or four right. that pack in there. Right.
So how's that one going to work? So that's the only weird one. A lot of us that have bused kids are like, can we just shove them all together?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. They've only got a few weeks to figure this out or push back the school year, which is also a possibility, I guess, right?
Yeah.
You could push it back a month or so.
Well, and I know a lot of people are suffering, excuse me, because of the aftercare. When that got shut down, because so many people kind of rely on it as their, you know, form of daycare, if you will, because the kid goes to school and then there's aftercare until 6 o'clock. And then they come in after their job, pick them up, and that's all been gone. So I don't know if they're going to pick up the aftercare or I don't know.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.